Brothers and sisters, good morning. It's Good Friday today. It's still lockdown. We are still in our houses, but this tough time will pass. As it is Good Friday today, this reminds me of the Lord when he revealed this to Isaiah the prophet. Let us go to the book of Isaiah the prophet. I'm reading from chapter 53. The Bible says, "But he endured the suffering that should have been us, the pain that we should have borne. All the while we thought that his suffering was punishment sent by God. But because of our sins, he was wounded, beaten because of the evil we did. We are healed by the punishment he suffered." And the word of God continues and says, "Made whole by the blows he received. All of us were like sheep that were lost, each of us going his own way. But the Lord made the punishment fall on him, the punishment all of us deserved, even in lockdown. He was treated harshly, but endured it humbly. He never said a word. Like a lamb about to be slaughtered, like a sheep about to be sheared, he never said a word. He was arrested and sentenced and led off to die, and no one cared about his fate. He was put to death for the sins of our people. He was placed in a grave with the wicked. He was buried with the rich, even though he had never committed a crime or ever told a lie. He willingly gave his life and shared the fate of evil men. He took the place of many sinners and prayed that they might be forgiven." Everything that happens under this sun happens at a time God chooses. Therefore, brothers in the Lord and sisters in the Lord, let us celebrate all the five levels of our salvation. Meaning that without the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ, there is no salvation. Without the death, there is no salvation. Without the burial, there is no salvation. Without the resurrection, there is no salvation. Without the ascension, there is no salvation. Hence he came, he was born, he died, he was buried, he was risen. He ascended to heaven, and he is the soon coming King of glory. Let us today all celebrate the salvation he brought on us, so that his death on the cross is not robbed of its power. Enjoy the Good Friday holidays with the blessings of the Lord while in lockdown. May the good Lord richly bless you. Amen.